It's the Sports Talk Podcast with Ryan Furr, giving you the hottest sports takes in town. You can reach Ryan through Facebook, email, and Twitter. Now it's time to start the show. Here's Ryan.
Welcome into the Sports Talk Podcast with Ryan Furran, right here exclusively on podbean.com. You can get in touch with the show, Sports Talk with Ryan Furran, on Twitter, Sports Talk RF, and the Twitter handle, Sports Talk RF. Of course, the Podbean URL, sportstalkwithryanfurran.podbean.com. Hello, this is Sports Talk. I am Ryan Furran. I am 19 years old, and I am from Boston, Massachusetts, specifically Tewksbury. And those of you who know me as a big sports fanatic. I wanted to start up this podcast, get some experience doing some sports talk shows, and have a little fun along the way. And so I thought, I'm going to buy a microphone, and I'm going to start doing it. I thought this was the perfect time to do it. And so we are here now, on Sports Talk on podbean.com. A little bit of background on the show. I am going to be a sophomore at Newbury College in Brookline, Mass. I am a communications student, and what I want to do when I get out of college is, well, do just this, be a sports talk radio host. It is something that I wanted to do for a long time. It is my dream job, I guess you could say. It sort of just got into my head a few months ago that I want to get as much experience as I possibly can doing sports radio. And so I figured I don't have my own personal radio station, but I can do something that's really close and do a podcast. So here we are starting this thing up. It is June 1st. Finally, I'm getting this Sports Talk podcast underway. That is the name. Sports Talk, no spaces in between. Sports Talk with Ryan Furran. I do want to stress and make sure that this is an opinion show based solely on my opinions. So that is what you're coming here for. It is an opinion show based solely on my opinions. Now we're going to have, I will be having some, obviously I'll be going over different games, breaking down games, and obviously having stories, articles, quotes, stats. But in the end, it's all based on my opinion. And I do want to stress also that this will primarily be a Boston sports show with national takes. I do want to stress that I am from Boston. Like I said, I know this market. I've grown up here all my life. Love these teams. Love this city. And as everybody knows who lives in Boston, our lives pretty much revolve around our sports teams. And so this will primarily be a Boston sports show. But I do know that there are other options to get sports talk in the city of Boston. So I don't want it to be all Boston. I do want some national take. So I want to have national take. So I will try to get in every show at least one national take. But if it is a slow time for Boston sports and there's nothing really much to talk about, I will probably do more national than Boston. I can foresee that coming up in the summer when it's just Red Sox and nothing really much else going on. But anyways, that'll be the basic format of the show, Boston sports with national takes. So if you're not a Boston sports fan, please stay to rip me on my Boston takes. Stay just to hear what us in Boston are talking about, and then also listen for my national takes as well. On podbean.com, my account, I'm only allowed to bring in each recording about 30 minutes of recording time at once. So I'm not exactly sure how these podcasts are going to go. If I'm just going to bring 3 half-hour shows during the week and call that and then just have it be that, or if I can do maybe still do the show 3 times a week but have 2 parts, so that way it's an hour show but there's 2 parts to it, so one part would be in a half hour and the other part would be a half hour. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen. Today is Friday, June 1st, so this will be the only show that I'll be doing today just to get us started off, but eventually I'm going to have to come up with some sort of schedule down the line, and I'm not sure exactly how it's going to go, so maybe you can give me some feedback and tell me, you know, what you would like to see for this show. Just a couple of maybe half-hour podcasts a week or maybe a little bit longer. And there will also be different segments on the show. Usually, every show is gonna lead off with some sort of intro. I mean, you heard the intro that led off this show. I do, again, want to stress that my name is Ryan Foran. It is not Furin, as the voiceover pronounced. It's a little fast. So most of you will know me as Ryan Foran. Some of you may know me as Ryan Foran, if I know you from that far back. But it's pretty much going to be Foran or Furan, not Furin. Just want to make that clear. But there will be different segments. So obviously there's always going to be an intro where you'll hear the intro theme and we'll go right into a talk. A take. Let's say there was a Patriots game and you'll hear the intro and then I'll go right into the breakdown of the game. And then there's going to be a break in between. Obviously, I can't do commercials or anything like that. It's just a podcast with me. So I'll come up with something. Right now, the only thing I really have is headlines. Every sports talk radio station does some sort of headlines. So I want to do that. Not going to be completely oversaturated. It's only going to be one per show. Because I know what sports talk radio stations, they do headlines pretty much every 20 minutes. But most of those headlines are repeated anyways for new listeners. So I don't want to do more than one headline segment. But I at least want to do one. Because I said I want to get a lot of experience doing this. And so you never know, maybe one day down the line trying to get into sports radio, maybe like a first job would be reading headlines. So we do want to get experience with that. So that is one segment I have nailed down already. So just different takes and a headline segment. And then the last segment of every show is going to be called the Talk to Take. That will just be my latest take. Well, the whole show is about takes and rants and all that, but that will be the last take to end the show. It's called the Talk to Take. The name might sound a little weird. I don't know. It just sort of came to me one day when I was thinking of ideas for different segments on the show. Talk to Take sort of came up, and it doesn't really mean anything, but it kind of sounded good. So we're just going to go with it, and that's always going to end the show. It'll be the Talk to Take, but that's really the only segments that I have now. I'm going to try to keep thinking of other ones to do, but so far, that's all I got. Eventually, we will be getting Facebook and email. A little misleading there in the intro. Right now, there is no Facebook, and there is no email. All we have right now is Twitter. And again, that is Sports Talk RF. That is the way that you can reach the show. And I do want to talk about Twitter for just a little bit. This is the fans' perspective on this show. Just want to stress that when you're listening to a big radio station in this city, 98.5, the Sports Hub, WEEI Sports Radio, if you tweet them, you text them, if you do anything to get in touch with them besides calling the station, you're not going to get really any feedback at all. On 98.5, the Sports Hub, if you send in a tweet, the only ones that they're really going to read are the funny ones. So if you send in a funny joke or something along those lines, that's really all that's going to get read by the hosts. And so if you have a really good take and you tweet it, it's really not going to get read because there's 20,000 other tweets that are coming in and they're just not going to read it. And yours is just going to get lost in all of the other ones. Same thing over at EEI. So, and not to crap on those shows, and I mean, not to crap on those stations, maybe EEI. But I just want to stress that so far right now, I want to be in sports radio badly, but I'm not there yet. Still in college, still a student. So right now, I'm still a fan. So this is the fans, by a fan for the fans, the fans' perspective. So if you really want to get your takes out there, communicate with this show and they will be read on the show. You can also leave comments and ratings on the Podbean site as well. And eventually, I know there are a lot of eventuallys in this first show. Just trying to get everything set up. But eventually, I would like to put this on iTunes as well. Because I don't think a lot of people know about Podbean.com. Unless you know about Podbean and know about podcasts and you like to listen to podcasts, I don't think a lot of people are going to know what Podbean.com really is. To be honest with you, I wouldn't have known what it was unless I took my radio class at my college. So not going to blame me if you don't know what podbean.com is. So I'm going to try to get iTunes, to get my podcast on iTunes, because that'll be a little bit easier than going on to podbean.com, because everybody has iTunes. So again, to explain the show a little bit, it's going to be primarily a Boston sports talk show with national takes. Again, I said I don't want it to be all Boston. Do want to have some national takes in there as well. Don't want it to get overrun by Boston sports, because I know that you guys have other places to get your Boston sports fix on the radio, and so don't want this to be all Boston sports, but that is me. That's what I know. I've grown up here. I know these teams. I know this market, so I'd be doing myself a disservice if I didn't talk about Boston sports at all, because that is what I know best. And like I said, if you don't like Boston sports at all, just stay and hear what I have to say. Please, by all means, stay. And send your take in a tweet. But again, my name is Ryan Ferran, and this is the Sports Talk Podcast. Again, you can get into the show on Twitter, twitter.com/sportstalkrf, @sportstalkrf, and of course, the Podbean URL, sportstalkwithryanferran.podbean.com. One of those segments that I was talking about, the headlines segment, just regular sports headlines, news headlines. And like I said, if you listen to any sports radio station, they do headlines. So we're going to do those coming up right now. They are the Sports Talk headlines, and they are coming up next. The Sports Talk headlines are provided by CBSBostonSports.com. Last night, the Red Sox took on the Tigers over at Fenway Park, looking to complete a 4-game sweep of Detroit. However, it was the proficient pitching of Max Scherzer that shut down the Red Sox through most of the game, while only allowing 3 runs on 7 hits, and the Red Sox went down in defeat 7-3. In Bruins news, the team announced the signings of 2 forwards, Daniel Paille and newly acquired Chris Bourque. Paille signed a 3-year deal worth $1.3 million per year, while Bourque signed a 2-year deal. In other Bruins news, starting goaltender Tim Thomas might be looking to take this upcoming season off. ESPN's Pierre LeBrun was the one to report that Thomas might be, quote, contemplating taking next season off, end quote. Whether this is a tactic by Thomas to get traded or it is serious, we won't know for a few more months. Back in here on Sports Talk, after the Sports Talk headlines, again, provided by CBSBostonSports.com, this Sports Talk podcast powered by Podbean.com. Getting in after the headlines, right now we're going to break down Celtics' loss to the Miami Heat in Game 2 on Wednesday night. They lost 115-111 in overtime. And again, the Celtics will be taking on the Heat in game number 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight at the TD Garden. Tip-off is at 8:30 p.m. and you can catch that game on ESPN as well as 93.7 WEI-FM. Getting into the Celtics game 2 loss, I like the effort that was shown by the Celtics all game long. In game 1, I was aggravated beyond belief for the fact that the Celtics came out sluggish. They looked old. They were just completely outmatched by a much faster, younger Heat team. And I was saying to myself, and I know that a lot of people were saying this, if they play like this for the rest of the series, this could be a sweep or 5 game. And I knew, I said, they're not going to come out like that on game 2. There's just no way. And they didn't come out like that in game 2. They had a great effort in game 2 to force it to OT. The entire team, the life was back in the Boston Celtics in game 2. Very, very good play by the Celtics through most of the game. There were a couple things that I did not like at the end of that game. We'll get into those in a little bit. But overall, I loved their play. They had that fire back. They had that intensity back that we all know that they can have. And it was just great to see them back and ready to go and fight the Heat in Miami. Of course, the key takeaway from this game was Rajon Rondo. It can't be anything else. Rajon Rondo was just outstanding in game number 2. Just tremendous Rajon Rondo. 44 points overall. He played the entire game, 53 minutes. The most you can play. He was out on the floor the entire game. That's just amazing that he was out there the entire time. The entire game he was out there, that was great. And he had 44 points. That was just a great performance overall from Rajon Rondo. And it was just so uncharacteristic of him. Going in early in that game, he was just hitting jumpers left and right. And you were just like, I can't believe this. Rondo is hitting jumpers? And he's taking them too, because that's been the problem with Rondo for a long time. He'll take that jumper, but he doesn't have confidence in it, because he knows that most of the time he misses it. But for the Celtics to win, and for the Celtics to generate offense, it is imperative for him to take that shot. It is imperative for him to take those jumpers. Even if he's not going to make them, he still has to take them. He has to run the offense. He has to generate scoring opportunities somehow. And so, a lot of the times, if that shot's open, he's got to take it. And we've seen in the past what it does when he misses. We've seen it hurt the team, but we've seen on Wednesday night when he makes them and how important he can be to this team. I was one of the ones months ago that wanted to trade him. And these Rondo lovers, Rondo is a guy that will have a few good games during the regular season. Now, he is a great player. Not gonna say that he's not a great player, because he is. He's got a great talent. He is a great player. And he will have a few of these games during the regular season. I believe it was in the regular season against the Knicks. He had 30 assists or something like that. I can't remember, but he'll have these games like this all throughout the regular season into the playoffs. And the Rondo lovers come out of nowhere and just will be like, well, see, he had 44 points. You're going to say he can't shoot anymore? Well, see, he had this, and this. You're going to say that he can't do this anymore? And to those people, I say, give it up. Just because Rajon Rondo had 44 points, he was hitting threes, hitting jumpers left and right, that doesn't change anything. That's not going to make anybody like me a Rondo doubter. I don't hate Rondo. I'm not going to say that I hate Rondo. But I do doubt his ability to do what he did in game number 2 consistently. I can't see Rajon Rondo hitting those types of shots consistently. If he can hit those shots consistently throughout the rest of his career, if he can bring that every single game, not saying that he has to score 44 every single night, but if he has the confidence to take those shots, and if he can make them occasionally, that'll be huge. Huge. He is the most talented player that the Celtics have on that court, bar none, and you can't deny it. But he just doesn't do those little things, driving to the basket enough, because he's not confident, because he doesn't want to go in there, because he doesn't want to go to the line, taking jumpers. He's not confident because he doesn't think he can make them. If he can take them and make them more often, not saying that he has to make every single one, but if he can take them and make them and improve his game, he can be unstoppable. He could be one of the best players in the league. If he improves his game and he becomes one of these guys that can run the offense and can take big shots and make big shots, he can be one of the best players in basketball. Not there yet, because he hasn't shown that he can consistently do it. And so for the Rondo lovers, I say, yeah, it was a big game. I'll give him a round of applause for that. I can shut up for one night. But at the end of the day, can he do it consistently? Can he go out there on the court, have the confidence to take those shots, and make them? Because if he can do it, and he can sustain it over a season, and over for the rest of his career, I'll give it to you. And I'll give him his credit. And I'll give him the credit that you want me to give him. And I'll say, okay, he's one of the best players in the league. But until he can do that, he isn't getting that from me. Not yet. Now, if you offer me a deal for Chris Paul and Rajon Rondo straight up, I'd still do it in a heartbeat. Sorry, Rajon Rondo lovers, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Because Rondo isn't there yet. Now, we've seen his talent, and we see what his talent can do. We saw it in game 2, 44 points out there for 53 minutes. Obviously, nobody's going to expect him to play 53 minutes every single night for the rest of his career, regular season and playoffs. Obviously not. That would be crazy. But if he can come out and be that guy that he was on Wednesday night, if he could be that guy that could take those shots and make them and run the offense and be as big as a part in the offense that he is here in Boston, that he could be anywhere else, he would be huge in this league. Huge. He would be, ugh. So, I mean, Rajon Rondo, love the play from him. What else do we have? Ray Allen, I loved. Coming back, big time, 13 points. Thought that was very encouraging to see it from him. Of course, there was bad officiating, but we're going to get to that in the Talk to Take coming up. Just want to run through this quickly because only really have a half hour show to do here. A few things that I didn't like from the Celtics. When Rondo got hit in the face down there, I believe it was overtime, we all knew it was a foul, should have been called, but it wasn't. He laid down, and he tried to sell the injury. And I know that NBA players do that, but you should have got up. If you don't hear a whistle, get up and run. And I didn't like that the whole team didn't get back. The whole team was too far up. They left the paint wide open. D-Wade just barrels in there. That was a huge part of overtime. I believe it was overtime. Should have been overtime. If the Celtics could have got back and defended, you force a jump shot, and maybe it goes in, but it's better than an uncontested layup right in the middle of the paint. And Kevin Garnett, at the end of that game, looked very lost. Didn't know what he was doing. Heavily defended, but he passes it to Brandon Bass. Didn't like that at all. And then he takes a three from out of nowhere. Terrible. They gotta drive to the paint more. They just have to. The Celtics as a team have to drive into the paint more. They only had 30 points in the paint as opposed to Miami, who had 40. That's a huge thing. Drive to the paint more. And predictions for game number 3. Celtics are going to win, hands down. I know that they're down 2-0, but I see that the Celtics win. I don't think it's going to be an overtime game, but I do see them winning because they're going to match that same intensity that they had in game 2. I guarantee you that. They're not going to come out and look old like they did in game 1. They're going to have that same intensity. The home crowd's going to be behind them. KG loves to play in the Garden, loves to play in front of the home crowd, so I think that's going to be a huge factor. And they'll have the benefit of the home team calls because the refs in the NBA... hate officials in NBA basketball. Makes the game almost unwatchable. But they will have the benefit of the home calls. And so that is a huge thing that happened in game number 2. Bad officiating. Celtics got shafted with the amount of calls that were made against them. We will end the show today with Talk to Take, and it's going to be about bad officiating in the NBA. Talk to Take of the day powered by Podbean.com. And it is about bad officiating in these NBA games. And I'm going to tell you right now, first off, first podcast, want to get this off right now. I'm not a basketball person. That's just the way it is. I think that I am a hockey person over basketball, Bruins over Celtics any day of the week. I can watch basketball. The reason why I care so much about the Celtics is because, you know, they're in my blood. They are a Boston sports team. So, I mean, you can't deny that fact. But basketball just becomes so unwatchable when it comes to bad officiating. Foul calls left and right. Commercials every 10 seconds. And free throws. Can't tell you how boring it is watching guys take free throws. Unless they're important free throws at the end of a game. But just in the middle of the games, it just drags them on. It just drags these games on. And so many foul calls, so many trips to the line, so many foul shots. So boring is what it ends up coming down to. I'm just really not a basketball person. I think that hockey is much, much better. Even regular season hockey, I think, is much, much better than any basketball games. A lot of people want to try to convince me that regular season hockey is worse than basketball. It isn't. Believe me. Not by a long shot. I know that regular season hockey isn't that exciting, but it's a lot better than NBA basketball. I'll tell you that right now. Because at least in hockey, when there's a penalty, you're going to have a 5-on-4 situation, maybe even a 5-on-3. It's interesting, at least. You don't just sit there and stare off into space when some guy just takes free shots at the net and everyone just stands around and watches him. I think that it's just boring. And it just all goes back to the bad officiating, calling, blowing the whistle thousands of times in the game. And at the end of the day, it looks rigged. It looks like there's a fix in the NBA. It looks rigged. Sorry, that's just the way it is. when it looks like all these officials are huddling up before a game and saying, all right, the Heat are going to win this game. That's what it looks like. When there's so many foul calls against the Celtics on the Heat, it just looks like they want LeBron to get a ring. At the end of the day, that's what it looks like. ABC, ESPN, they have a very tight deal. They showcase the finals on ABC. ESPN tries to legitimize LeBron James, but at the end of the day, people don't want to hear it because he doesn't have a ring. So, David Stern, his officials, get LeBron a ring. That's what it seems like. Now, maybe I'm crazy, but the amount of foul calls in this postseason and in the previous game, it just seems sometimes that this thing could be rigged. I don't want it to be like that because when basketball is entertaining, it can be entertaining. Not going to lie, it can be entertaining. But when it's all showcased to the stars and the stars get the calls and they get them consistently, it's just like, then what can we do? From a Celtics standpoint, it's almost like, what are we going to do? LeBron's going to get the calls. D-Wade's going to get the calls. No matter what, if there's any sort of contact when they go to the hoop, it's going to get called. And so there's no rough play anymore. They're going to get the calls because they're the big stars. And it just comes down to, why do I want to watch it after a point? It gets to that point with me a lot. Foul calls left and right, it becomes unwatchable. And it can turn away those casual fans. The big hockey fans that when their team gets eliminated, there's really nothing left besides baseball and basketball. So they sort of have to watch basketball. They're sort of forced to watch it. But they're a casual fan at best. And so when they sit down and they watch this, and there's fouls left and right, that's going to turn them away. They're going to say, well, why the hell am I going to watch this? This is stupid. So at the end of the day, bad officiating can turn away viewers from the NBA. It has almost turned me away. At times, it's just like, what the hell are we doing here? Why am I watching this? This is stupid. If LeBron's going to get every call under the sun, and the Celtics are going to get especially Rondo at the end of the game, if the referee's just going to turn a blind eye at the end of a game, then why am I going to watch it? If they're just going to favor LeBron James every time he goes to the basket, why am I going to watch it? And so that's the talk to take of the day. Bad officiating in the NBA. Is it just me? Am I crazy? Does it seem like it's rigged to you? I want to know, what do you think? Is it just the fact that I'm a hockey person? If you're a hockey person like me and you really don't like basketball, do you share the same opinion as me? Like I said, maybe it is me, but I want to know what you think. Twitter.com/SportsTalkRF, @SportsTalkRF. Of course, you can also answer this question under the comments section in Podbean. Sports Talk with Ryan Ferrand, podbean.com. We're going to get out of here. That is the end of the first show. I do want to thank all of you for listening. Going to get this first show up on the site. Not really sure when the next show will be, but I will certainly post it to Podbean sometime next week. Not sure how many shows I'm going to do next week, but we'll see how it goes. See how this first show does. Do want to thank everybody for listening. This is Friday, so enjoy your weekend.